Lecturer in Communication Studies at the Ghana Institute of Journalism, Jonas Boateng, has disagreed with calls by the GJA president that politicians who use insulting language on political platforms be blacklisted. Commenting on the issue to Radio Ghana, Mr. Boateng said such a call will amount to interference in the fundamental rights of freedom of speech to such politicians. He spoke to George Ankara.
I will take a neutral position. I agree to a point and disagree to a point. My disagreement will come from this point, that immediately you put in such a rule or regulation, it will mean that you are stifling the freedom of expression of a group of people or a person, which you are stifling the freedom of expression of a group of people or a person, which is tantamount to what they're trying to say, that the person shouldn't speak his or her mind. My point of view is that the person who is coming to speak on air should have a sense of responsibility. He or she should know that what I'm saying may injure the reputation of somebody else. So the GJA to come out to say, no, do not allow this person to talk, or do not give the platform for the person to express his point of view, may be wrong to a point. And I think this is my opinion on that.
Mr. Boateng, are you saying that politicians should not show sense of responsibility, and because they have the right to freedom, they can come and insult their colleagues and get away with it, and that they should not be regulated?
The insult is wrong. The insult is wrong. But they have a right to. So the GJA does not have the right to say, don't say what is on your mind. But the person talking, the politician, should be matured enough to know that what I am saying is wrong. He or she should do a self-censorship before he comes on there to utter any word. So the GJA cannot go about barring certain people for using their platform, especially if it's a state media. If it's a private media, fine, then that is my medium. It's my private medium, and I can tell you what to say and what not to say. But if it's a state medium like the GBC, then you don't have a right to do that. You can maybe tell the politicians, this language is bad, withdraw that statement. But you cannot bar the person from using the state platform to express himself.
Jonas Boateng is a lecturer in Communication Studies at the Ghana Institute of Journalism.